It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being stood up on a date.
Ooh.
You can join our chat room, The Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking on air. If you wish to call in, number 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. I'm your host with the most, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip.
Hey, Davin.
Joe will be here soon.
Yes.
Yes, when soon is... Nobody knows.
No, we don't know, but we always hope.
Yeah, we hope for sooner rather than later.
Yes, we do.
On the show, our annual Valentine's Day Love Fails Countdown.
Yes.
It's the kickoff for countdown season.
It is.
Followed by the April Fools.
Right.
Which is my favorite.
Yes.
And then the bad moms and dads.
Which is pretty torturous.
Yes.
I don't know if it's only torturous for us or just the kids or what.
It's a fun show.
It's love fails. I hope that mine aren't what the love fails are, but
I don't feel great about mine, but I win these things, and yeah, I plan to keep on winning these things.
You do win them because you're pretty brutal, but you not only find really good stories, but you argue yourself to the top.
I must. I must. I'm a little concerned with the April Fools because my obvious choice would be Donald Trump, but he's still the president, so I'm really, like, torn.
Why is that a problem?
Because he hasn't been impeached, so he's not the biggest... Like, there are people that do awful things and stupid things and actually have to resign.
True.
So I don't know. I really have to think about it. And with Trump, there's just a daily basis.
Daily. 40 characters worth every couple of minutes.
Right, so I mean, I really have to think, 'cause somebody do something worse than my... And he's still popular by some people.
Yeah, well, you know what? We're not talking about them.
Well, so that's something I have to weigh in.
Yeah.
At
least one member of the team might come at you and say that's not viable because he still managed to be the president. And
Right.
So how much of a fool is he?
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
That's
so
the problem.
We might have to really dig.
You could even go Hillary for not going to Michigan and Wisconsin.
There's a lot of ways to go. We're going to have to work.
I hope to find somebody obscure that blows everything away.
I do too.
That's really the plan. But that's not tonight.
No, that's not tonight.
We'll also do our own love fails. I have one that I don't think I've shared before.
I have one. I don't remember if I've shared or not, but we're going with it anyway.
Yeah, I'm not gonna read a letter from Hal because I feel like I've done them all.
I think that we've had them all.
Yeah. So it'll be a different type of love, Hal. I mean, Hal is a consistent performer.
Yeah, I mean, she. I think you took one for the team. I was gonna say she took one.
The fans enjoy that. The Danish like it because I am clearly in the barrel.
Oh, yeah.
I am clearly on blast in every letter I read.
Somebody ripping you up is also a fun and games for all.
I was an easier target back then.
I'll say.
I was a soft target back then.
It's hard to see you taking that. The you that I know?
I took it.
Which is amazing.
I was a soft target.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know. Well, I don't know how good she was at dishing, but it seemed to hit the mark.
Yeah, well, I mean, she was practiced at being hurtful, I think.
Yes. I'm a different person now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I hope we've all grown up.
Yes. My tolerance is low.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Anybody's heard the show before. Is that a shock?
Listen, I am very tolerant to you guys here. If you guys can land good shots, I give credit.
You do.
There's just not that many good shots that are landed.
I don't know. I mean, every once in a while we try and we get eat shit and die looks and nothing else. But
let's be honest. On this show, there have been two people who have given it to me the worst.
Who?
And they're both are females and both are not cast members. Hell.
Yes.
And Belinda.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
When she was calling me old and fat.
Old and fat. That was the classic moment, and yeah. And we all lost our shit.
Yeah, so
because it's like you say, it's fun to see the boss in the barrel.
Sure, and I'm happy to be there. So I mean, you and Joe need to raise your game to Helen Belinda levels.
But see, the thing is that these people come out intending to be really mean, and it's like,
well, Belinda wasn't.
No, she was just being like,
Helen was trying to be mean.
Oh yeah,
but Belinda,
she was just calling it as she saw it.
Which makes
but it
was
worse. Like, it was like, and the picture that you showed her was not it. You did not look fat, and you did not look old. And it was like, what? Like, what is she like 16? Or he?
No,
whoever
it was a she.
You're talking to. I know.
It was a she.
Uh huh.
Her with the nice brown mountains and a white wife beater T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll do the Love Fails countdown. And we haven't done this in a couple of weeks. We'll do Ann Jackson.
Yeah.
Ann Jackson.
We miss our Annie.
Right. Yeah. We'll do Ann Jackson. And when Joe arrives, big announcement.
Yeah.
Something that has not been done on this show before.
No.
Combined with something that has been done on this show before, which is a very popular feature
yes.
of this show.
A very popular feature. And this is like the perfect compliment.
Yes. So I will announce that when Joe arrives. I asked Joe if he cared if I announced it before he got here or he wanted me to wait, and Pip was on the text.
Yep.
And he answered like Sarah Huckabee Sanders. he put a bunch of words, none of them which answered the question. And then I asked him to clarify, and there was no more communication. So I called him Joe Huckabee Sanders.
We were kind of still left in the lurch, and we're like discussing it before the show, like, well, there was no answer, so what do we do?
No. Instead, he just like gave awful jokes, awful puns.
I have to say, I mean, if I'm saying it, yeah, bad.
It's just awful. It's like stuff he wouldn't dare bring to the mic here.
Not with you sitting in reach.
No. Because he knew there would not be a place big enough to dig within the cat litter to hide his carcass. But yeah, in text, Joe felt like going for it.
He's brave in text.
But he did not answer the question. So I'll wait for Joe to get here.
Yeah, no, I think it'll be better.
I don't really think it makes a difference one way or the other.
I do. It's just the excitement.
I could have told you both when you were both here.
I know, but true. But it's like, yeah. I think it'll lend a little something.
And this has been worked on for a few weeks, but we wanted to make sure what it was before I announced it. Another thing working on, hope to have an announcement soon. That'll be good if this other thing that I'm working on. I work on lots of things.
I know. You're busy bee.
Oh, we'll also do some more. We'll touch on the BitConnect lawsuit a little bit more.
Nice.
With Craig Grant and all that nonsense. Still getting thank yous from folks in the inbox for alerting people to this. Unfortunately, not everybody saw it in time. So, unfortunately, a lot of people lost money. But a lot of kudos on the investigative reporting.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Which makes me think there is still a thirst. Because often you've heard me wax against the media and the stupidity of our nation.
Oh, yeah.
And our priorities. And I go, well, maybe we don't want that type of journalism.
No, there's absolutely a thirst for the truth and a thirst for impartiality and just getting at what is the crux of the matter, not just like, oh, something shiny over here. Everybody look.
And then I would argue, well, if that was the case, people would be watching the news on PBS.
I know that's true. I mean, as a nation and maybe just as human beings, we go for the lowest common denominator.
We do. I am so exhausted by humanity.
We have a very base nature.
When will the aliens just come?
I know, and just take us and use us for Soylent Green.
We are a good food source.
Yeah,
I am a good food source.
I'm sure I am going to be two aliens worth. Because
now you might be cardiac alien arrest.
Look, I'm their version of an In-N-Out burger. You know what I'm saying? Like
delicious, but not good.
Delicious.
Just stick a straw in your ass and slurp up all that goodness.
Oh, they'd just be in heaven.
They might.
And they might.
Or you might go a little too rich. A little too rich. We need some acid. Maybe a little lime or lemon to cut the richness of the Pip Helix carcass.
Yes. Well, you know what? They probably have been seeing our transmissions of cooking channels, so they know what to do.
I wonder if you're not, though, because you. I wonder if you taste like crab because you eat that Wendy's every Tuesday night.
But I eat the chicken. I eat the chicken. The chicken sandwich is good.
But I wonder if fast food drops the deliciousness or makes it better. I don't know.
I don't know because
they say you like if you eat like grubs or whatever, like if you or like worms, like, oh, it tastes like dirt.
Yeah.
Like, or if you eat catfish,
if it tastes like what you eat.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Oh my God. Well, then I must taste like coffee.
Oh, that's not bad.
You know?
But then coffee breath kind of is no good.
No, well, that's why I have the bag full of mints.
Interesting. Oh,
I must taste like coffee and chicken.
So this was interesting. Ew, that's not good. Oh, well, a mole sauce. That's chocolate.
That's chocolate. Mm. Yeah, no.
I did a radio thing at the beginning of the week to promote some local appearances and, of course, us. And I walk in, and the guy's a big Trump fan. And you know me, it's like, you know what, I'm like, there's a time and a place for everything. You know, I'm happy to debate the merits of Trump.
Sure.
You know, with Joe or somebody else. But what, like at the end of a comedy show, during the comedy show, not so much.
Oh, no.
At the end, yeah, you know what, I'm just trying to do this radio thing, not so much. When I walk in, he's got like the Trump cardboard cutout with like the Make America Great
Are
head.
You kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
That's... No, and ow, that's like, painful.
And you know, so he asked me like, "Oh, what you got?" So I like goofed on Trump a little bit. I did one of the jokes for my act, which I hate doing, but they kind of want you to do that. I hate doing that on the radio. But I said, "Oh, I did the thing about the Russians. I didn't do the Golden Showers joke." But I go, "Oh, you know, Trump is so upset with all the leaks. You know, he's ordered everybody to do Kegel exercises."
Like that,
yeah. You know, I did stuff like that.
Yeah.
But he's like, well, you know, did you do anything with Anthony Weiner? And I'm like, well, yeah, at the time. I mean,
at the
it was
time,
silly,
but,
of course.
But he's passed.
I mean, Carlos Danger, you know, it was ridiculous. It was like, and he's like, Hillary, before the show, he's like, Hillary with the Mercury. I'm like, but that's not really how it was a Canadian company when we sold it. And it's like, and she didn't have the final say on it, but he did. I'm like, no, I'm like, ugh, I don't want to go through all this right now. And honestly, I'm not that well versed on it, but I've read it a couple of times, the deal.
Right. But it's like, gee, it's not really like loaded with fodder.
I can't take the whataboutism of Americans. I was having a conversation about the Eagles fans, which I'll get into.
Yes.
I'm like, they're assholes.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows
and
that.
Everybody will go, well, what? And the Eagles fans will go, what about them? I go, well, listen, I'm a Jets fan. We're assholes, too.
Yeah,
I'm
like, don't get me wrong.
I'm like, I'm not saying we're different, but your fans are assholes.
Is it the green?
No. <it's, laughs> No. So I guess I'll talk about this now.
Yeah, you're there.
Yeah. So I'm bringing up, I'm doing a show in South Jersey, about an hour away from Philly.
Okay.
And
you're in Eagle territory.
I'm in Eagle territory. I'm bringing up the host because I'm closing, but the host doesn't want to go up cold, which is fine. So a woman starts doing the Eagles chant, which is essentially E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles, 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 which really is worse than J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Yeah.
I mean, there's much less spelling involved.
I know. It's just like, oh, wait, it's where are we?
It's ponderous.
Yeah. Not good.
It's so I get the exuberance of your team winning.
Yeah.
But it's a week ago and at a comedy show.
Really?
Yeah. It's a little much. I mean.
It's like the, Red Sox. Are you going to talk about this forever now?
I mean, talk about it amongst your friends, but we're not even at another football game.
No,
we're at a comedy
show.
We haven't even started the show yet.
Yeah, no, lame.
Yeah.
Lame.
It was just a weird spot. And then later on, during my set, I did a harmless joke about the homeless. Like, nobody ever reacts negatively towards this joke. About the homeless.
What's the joke, if you don't mind?
I think the people that are really missing the boat on Halloween are the homeless people. Because I was homeless, I would definitely go trick-or-treating. People don't know it's not a costume. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
And I remember as a kid dressing up as a hobo.
I did, too.
Exactly.
That's so lame now. Now I'm now, embarrassed by that.
But anyway, she goes, the woman goes, that's not funny. First of all, It is funny because it wouldn't be in the act. You know, you don't get to play the American Legion unless you got funny stuff. Them's the rules.
Is that how you get in?
Sure.
Okay.
There's rigorous tests that one must perform.
Oh, really? Because, sure. I mean, you know, before that, it's somebody's bar mitzvah.
I've done those too.
Everybody's done that kind of stuff.
So it's that's not funny. First of all, shut the fuck up. Second of all, nobody asked you. Third of all, people are laughing, so you're wrong.
Right.
Fourth of all, I've talked about awful things. I've talked about Jesus. I've talked about race. I've talked about religion. I've done several jokes about kid touching.
Well, that's the point that you bring up in your thing. It's like, oh, that's where you draw the line?
Yeah,
you know?
Essentially, my act is a well-done way of talking about all the shit you're not supposed to talk about.
Yes, but the thing is that... people don't think it's funny when you talk about the thing that bothers them.
Yeah, but that shouldn't have bothered her. She wasn't homeless.
No, but I mean, like, maybe that's her cause. That's her thing.
Whatever it was. But here's what the audience doesn't understand. I'm not interested in their opinion.
Clearly.
I'm not.
Yeah, but of course, dear listeners, we're very interested in what you think. I'm trying to cover for you, genius.
I mean, I am.
Yeah,
that would agree when it's positive.
Yeah,
when it's positive, I'm very interested.
Yeah,
I see negative stuff too.
I know.
I report the positive.
I know.
The negative I keep to myself. Well, speaking of negative, Joe's showing up. Joe's gonna settle in here. It was a different chair last week, Joe. He's adjusting the microphone.
By the way, while Joe is getting himself sorted, we have to welcome back our longtime listener, Lisa.
Hey,
into
Lisa.
The chat room.
How are you doing?
She's doing good. She's doing really good. She said to say hi to you guys.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, sweetie. How you
she
doing?
Missed us.
When Lisa's not in the chat room, she's commenting on my Facebook page.
Yes. Oh, she commented on my stuff, too. We talk back and forth on Facebook.
Mine! Mine!
Just only yours.
Comments on Joe's, too.
I don't.
Lisa says, "Hey, Joe.
Hi. How are you? We missed you.
Yeah, we did.
Good to have you back.
And she was mentioning Blue Hawk. We were talking about Eagles, and she brought up Blue Hawk territory.
Haven't seen the signal lately. Could happen any time.
he's ever vigilant.
That's right.
You should see the eat shit and die look.
My hope is there's a call for Blue Hawk. Blue Hawk gets distracted by some carrion in the middle of the New York State Thruway, goes down to have a little fucking snack, and gets hit by a semi-truck, and that'll be the last of Blue Hawk.
Now, such love talk, guys. You're getting me jealous.
Blue Hawk is a public servant, my friend.
What has Blue Hawk ever done?
He's done a lot.
That's not an answer, Sarah. What has Blue Hawk ever done?
He's vigilant. He watches over things.
Oh, he's a nosy neighbor.
Yes.
Blue Hawk is Samantha and Bewitch's fucking neighbor.
You know what?
You're Mrs. Kravitz. That's who you are. You're Mrs. Kravitz.
But you want to know the funny thing? As much as I'm Blue Hawk, the one day that I saw or witnessed a hit and run, chased down the guy, had the cops chase them, and found four guys with drugs and money in the car, I wasn't Blue Hawk that day.
What?
No, you were a good concerned citizen.
I was
and a good man.
Concerned citizen.
You were.
Man. Yeah. If you were dressed as a fucking hawk, they'd go, "Who the fuck are you?"
Yeah. Will you look at this freak with the feathers?
Fuck are you?
We'll get to you in a minute, Fruitcake. We got a situation over here.
Yeah, they wouldn't be like, it's Blue Hawk. They'd be like, Feather Boy just showed up.
Who the fuck are you?
But fortunately, you were in your day program outfit, Platsky Boy.
I understand that.
Lisa says he flies and craps on people.
That's right.
Not really public service. Yeah.
But that is a superpower.
Fertilizing lawns and heads all over the nation.
But honestly, you make fun of me being Blue Hawk, there's actually people that dress like superheroes and try to fight crime.
And none of them have this show.
But it's true.
You know what, Joe? If you keep this up, I'm going to insist that Blue Hawk make an appearance every Tuesday night. I will insist that you come in full Blue Hawk costume. I'm tired of seeing Platsky Boy. I want to do a show with Blue Hawk. We can go that route, too.
Trucker Tom says Blue Hawk has the same character traits as the pedo in the molester van.
Funny.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom. I like how Tom's first comments about pedophilia.
No, it's about Joe and pedophilia.
I know. Joe prefers them older. 14. Anyway.
At least.
But anyway, so before I get to our announcement, now that Joe's here,
yes,
I want to finish this little Eagles thing.
Please do.
So this one guy, that's not funny, and you know I have no tolerance for this.
I know.
From an audience member. I barely tolerate it with Joe during this show with an evil look. when I say something that you don't deem funny.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a look before, which wasn't evil.
No. I'm saying during the show, if I say something that you don't find funny, there's a look, and it's understood. Right. You don't blurt out in the middle of my fucking comedy show what you think.
No.
Right.
So I'm sorry. So what line did he then think was funny?
Just a joke about homeless
people. Okay, because I didn't know if you
talking
about
Eagles. And a woman who had chanted out Eagles earlier in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she did, when I was bringing up the host. So I go, pipe down, or I'm going to make you spell birds you can't spell, like ostrich and sparrow.
And that was a great line. That cracked me up. Now, you said you were bringing up the host, so what were you doing? Were you opening the show?
No, I was the headliner, but the host didn't want to go up cold. So I was just...
That's why I'm asking. So you went up before the show...
Just to, yes.
To warm up the crowd and bring up the host.
Yeah, just so he didn't have to go, welcome everybody.
No, because you mentioned it on Facebook. I didn't know where you were in the show, and I kind of thought that.
Yeah. Because the host asked me, and I'm not going to be... Some guys go, no, I'm not going to do it. No, I'm not going to make him go.
It takes 2 seconds. Yeah, what the hell?
So, So before the show even starts, she starts with her little fucking spelling thing.
Yeah.
Which is just a weird thing, because nobody's ever had a chance to establish themselves.
Jesus Christ, you're just trying to do announcements to get the show rolling. You got to put up with bullshit.
And I can't be a complete dick about it. So at that point...
No, you can't. You got to wait till about a 45 minutes for you to get up there. And then
sure.
There's an hour, yeah.
No, I got time. I got time to dig the ditch and
right,
dig out
yeah,
of it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yes. No shit.
At this point, I don't want to dig the ditch for
the host. Why? Because basically 40 minutes. And now, let's bring up your MC.
I don't know. And there's I go, listen, we love the Eagles. We love the You know, at this point, I'm Mr. Nicey Nice.
Yeah, because you have to
be. We love everybody. Good game. Papa, glad you won. Yada, yada. I don't care. I just want to bring up the host. Now, 35 minutes into my fucking act, it's a whole different ballgame. We've already established I'm a prick on all different levels.
Yes.
Yeah. Now let me ask you a quick question. How long did you have to banter with the audience before you brought the host up? Was it just five minutes? Or?
They were very... I didn't have to do anything. I could have just brought him up.
No, what I'm saying is how this whole, you know...
They were very exuberant, which is a nice way of saying chatting.
Drunk.
Like, they would yell out things, and like, at one point, the host was trying to get through a joke, and they would yell it out and go, okay, next joke. And that went on several times. So at one point, like, I called back to one of his jokes that he didn't finish about his son being in the rest area, in the bathroom or something.
Okay.
I called back during that to my set or something, and that got a big laugh. But yeah, I mean, just... I get the Eagles fans are very excited. Jennifer Lawrence, who was in The Hunger Games, famous actress and everything, apparently... We're not going to do it this week. Apparently, she's on a Delta flight from Las Vegas to Los Angeles or something like that. Not even going to Philly. Yeah, apparently, she's a big Eagles fan. She grabs a loudspeaker on the plane and starts an Eagles fucking chant. What
oh
is
my
this?
God.
Eagles fans are animals.
Yes.
That's why I loved them in the Super Bowl, because they just because New England is New England, and they just
New England
had to deal
too.
With. I know, but they just had to deal with Philly.
It's just a, yeah, it's a ridiculous.
It's just assholes.
But why do they have to run through and like you know burn?
Because they're assholes. They eat horse shit too.
We talked about that last week.
Yes, most certainly
that
did.
That was vicious.
So video. So I told her. So that pretty much dummied her up. I said there'll be more spelling if she keeps it.
That
up.
Was a great. That was hysterical. I let my ass off at that. Very good. Very good.
And then when I say the thing about birds, I immediately have to think. Well, what birds wouldn't she be able to spell? like you can't just come out and go duck. There has to be hard birds.
Yeah, right.
Like pterodactyl.
And then I went the whole thing with sparrow like a side. I'm talking to the audience. I go, is there one R? Is there two R's?
That's why I laughed like that. I'm like, holy shit! I'm in.
So all right,
he started spelling it to himself.
Yeah. So should I make our announcements, kids?
Yes,
please.
So this show has very high standards.
Very.
Very high standards. We don't let foul. We only let Platsky boys in here. there is something that a lot of shows in this genre historically do or interview that we have never. Never.
Never.
But it's a staple of a lot of these type of shows on terrestrial and satellite and certainly on internet radio. We've never done it. So we're going to be interviewing a porn star.
Yeah.
Which porn star, you ask? Ron Jeremy. Ron fucking Jeremy.
The porn star.
If you're going to do a porn star, get the best. Not only will we be interviewing Ron Jeremy, boys and girls, we are going to be playing Name That Orgasm with Ron Jeremy.
How cool is that? How cool is that?
Is is amazing.
So we will have our defending champ, Pip Helix.
Thank you.
And hopefully the person with the most wins under his belt, Tom, will be there.
I hope so.
Hopefully on attendance on March 6th. For our interview with Ron Jeremy, yes, and a rousing game of Name That
Orgasm. Right, Tom. You're going to be going head-to-head, so to speak, with Ron Jeremy.
And really, the text continue.
And it'll be rousing.
Yeah,
I know. We can't help ourselves.
I wanted to make
you can't. He can.
I can't.
I wanted to make that text as horribly awful as I could.
You succeeded.
Thank you.
And you did not give an answer, Joe Huckabee Sanders.
Yeah. You're like, what
was
what
it? Was more to it?
Because I asked you a question. The question was, do you want me...
There was more.
When Sarah gets fired, and she will, I completely suggest you should get the press secretary job. Yes, the whole point of the text was, besides to tell you, was, Joe, do you want me to wait until you arrive to make the announcement, or should I do it as the top as I planned? And instead you gave me a whole bunch of puns and never fucking answered the question.
You didn't. No, he cocked his
head. I did. I said I was leaving at 4:30, and I'll try to get up there.
That's not an answer to the question. You always try to get up here.
That's musing about your timetable. That's not actually.
That's not like no.
Should
feel
we
free.
Wait?
Yeah, that's not. You're,
I was gonna let you know if I was really running late.
You didn't do that either. I Pip and I decided we would wait for you since you didn't give us an answer. But Sarah, you never answered the question.
Okay.
he's gonna be good when Sarah gets fired. And I'll argue this looks better in a dress too.
Why is she getting fired?
Absolutely does.
Everybody gets fired.
So they just generalize.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, right now it's Kelly's turn in the barrel, but everybody gets fired.
Please, anybody mentions pink slip and everybody freaks out in the White House.
I'm a little worried about the director of the FBI, Chris Wray.
Yeah.
He was, because they had all the intel people today up to testify and everything, and he was asked about the FBI, and he was very glowing about the job that they do, mm-hmm, about how they're not partisan, mm-hmm, about how they're professional, and about how whether it be people in our country, the civilians, local law enforcement, other countries really appreciate the effort of the fine men and women of the FBI, and everything's top-notch and professional. And he also went against the president's timeline with this whole Rob Porter thing. He's like, no, we gave him the information, like, in November, and then they asked for an update, and we gave it to them then, and like all this.
It
was
until 2 weeks ago to get to anybody.
Yeah, so yeah. I worry about Chris Wray.
We'll see.
Him being honest and honorable.
That's going to get you fired. Yeah.
Wrong place, guy. I respect that, though. I respect that.
I do, too.
As somebody, as a taxpayer, I want these guys, mm-hmm, even if it's true. Even if the truth was, No, the White House is completely right. If that was the truth, then you go, what the fuck is wrong with the FBI? Why does it take so long?
Yeah, but it's like, thank you for telling us.
I want the truth.
I do too.
I like the truth. But anyway, so that's our announcement.
I think this is going to be, this is like two great tastes that taste great together. Name That Orgasm and Ron Jeremy. This is perfect. This is.
Well, you can put him in your mouth.
No, it's.
That's probably the noise you'd make if he inserted himself. He is the hedgehog. Yeah.
Well, Tom said, great, now I have to measure up with the hedgehog?
That's right. That's right.
Why do they call him the hedgehog?
He looks that way.
We can ask him. I think, well, part of it's like his stamina. He's like 9 3/4 of the length, and I guess his stamina, and I guess he can go whenever he's asked to go.
That's pretty amazing.
Mm. Yeah, so we'll talk about that. We'll, you know.
We can't get him in studio? You sure?
Well.
I think he can blow himself, too.
Wow. Well, how does he ever leave the house? Maybe that's why we can't get him in studio. He doesn't leave the house.
Why do you think that?
I think there's a rumor that he could blow himself.
I heard that, too. I did.
These are the rumors. Where do you guys hang out when you're hearing these rumors?
I was hanging out with him. We actually like made
mentioned
that
it on
up.
A Stern. I think they mentioned it on a Stern show.
That's probably where. Yeah.
If you want to ask him,
yeah,
write it down.
Is this a normal thing?
Give yourself
something you're gonna forget.
It's not something you normally ask a guy. Hey,
we should
dude.
Ask every guest. So can you blow?
Can
yourself?
You blow yourself?
Should ask Detective Dave and Kevin Lee.
Oh my God.
You guys blow yourself? No, but I'm told to go fuck myself.
you're still here.
Yeah, that would be the great greeting. Hey, how you doing? Can you blow yourself?
So, great. So yeah, great. We're excited about that. That will be the the triumphant game of name that orgasm. We just have to make sure the orgasms are that loud, loud enough. Pip and I are trying to figure out who will do it. The wife, he's not coming here, is he? I'm like, no, the women and children will be fine. Yeah. Relax.
Jeremy comes over.
I know. It's like,
I wish he would.
But I'm kind of wondering, like, what would she do differently if he was?
Scatter quicker, like a roach.
That's so funny.
So, Joseph.
Our daughter has to go someplace today.
We haven't had a chance to catch up with you in a while. What's going on?
Well, it's funny. I had a taste of my old...
Ron Jeremy?
No.
Lisa wants to know if he swallows.
Joe? Probably.
Ron Jeremy.
I had a taste.
I guess that is the... Sorry, but I guess that is the follow-up
that
question.
That is the follow-up.
Michael, there's your follow-up.
Yeah. Trust yourself.
All right, go on.
I was dealing with the wife... A couple of last week with the health insurance and stuff like that.
Is she still covered under yours?
She's still covered under mine.
I'm so sorry.
And there was a bunch of.
She's still a wife?
Yeah.
When's it official?
Probably in another. I could file for divorce in June. And it's amazing to me, how, especially where I'm really settled in it and I'm happy.
Yeah.
Where I just look and she could take any sense of compassion that I had for her and just destroy it.
That's how you know she's the one.
Yeah.
I get somebody special to ruin a life.
You know, basically.
I mean, I toss barbs at you all the time, bounces right off you. But a 5-minute conversation with her, she ruins a fucking day. That's why she's the one.
The mediation.
Bad skills.
The mediation agreement says that she has to be on my health plan.
Right.
And my health plan went up.
For how long?
Until I one of us files for divorce.
And you have to be separated for a certain amount until you can file for divorce.
Yeah, for about a year. So that'll be in June.
Okay.
So I will. So basically, I was saying, you know, I want to keep her on. You know, I'll keep her on it because she's not working full time. You know, she's trying to get herself restructured. Plus, it's part of the mediation agreement. I'll wait. So she goes to the doctor, writes up some charges, you know, and they want documentation over the 4 visits that she had. Now, we don't live under the same roof anymore. So basically when the shit would come in, she would see it and open the mail, even though it's addressed to me, and take a look at it. I see it. I forget that I'm not with her anymore.
Oh.
And I went to my doctor once.
Right.
And I saw what was covered, and I paid for it. So I come home, and I see, oh, wow, all these charges. And I go to use my card to help holding the charge. So I write to her, and I go, look, you have to speak to the health company immediately and speak to them and tell them, you know, well, you know, you're letting me know now. But I go, look, I open the mail now. I go, and also send it confirm back what happened. You know, why do I have to do it? It's your fault. I go, here's why. I pay for your health insurance. It went up, and these are your charges.
Yeah.
You know, so I mentioned.
Why doesn't she want to do the shit that's her responsibility?
She does. She never did. This is why I don't have. I never had kids. I never had.
Well, you're firing blanks.
No. Well, no. Not really. No.
No. No. Sperm have not died. Sperm living not strong. Died. Swimming hard.
Believe me. But the
men have lived. Men have swum.
The reason.
Yes, they have. Collectible. Yum 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 yum.
Men have been washed.
More like starched.
Bleached.
This black sock ain't black no more.
Sloppy's upset he's not in on this.
Oh, well, there's always left
over Sloppy!
Sloppy.
But because she had this, she can't do anything. And let me tell you something. That is the sole reason I didn't have kids. It's amazing between your gut check and your inner feelings,
your intuition,
or you know how you feel. Oh God, what's the word? The inner.
I feel like we're playing password, and you're about to go home with the Rice-A-Roni.
Yeah.
But he's doing this little like twiddly thing with his fingers pointing at his chest.
You're gonna go home with a parting gift, stupid. Yeah. There's a new car over there.
They're called feelings, Joe.
Yeah, but it's but it's a difference between what your inner conscience says or your subconscious. That's the word. Your subconscious says, and what a gut feeling is. When I got married, and she was walking down the aisle with her dad, I looked and I said, "Am I doing the right thing?"
That's not good.
Oh wow!
But my gut said, "You are." Apparently, my subconscious said my phone never rang, you know, because I, you know, all these.
That's a weird thing. I mean, well, you know what? Maybe it's not. Maybe it's normal to have cold feet.
No, yeah, I didn't have cold feet, but no, I didn't.
Well, no, you did. You did. If you're saying, "Am I doing the right thing?" That's
no,
cold
it's
feet.
Like, no, am I doing? You know, it was a gut check. But I said, "Yeah, now this is the right thing." But okay. The reason I didn't have kids is my subconscious was telling me that this woman couldn't take care of a goldfish. Okay, now. When I was a newlywed, my buddies in the fence business, you're going to have to give up comedy. You're not going to play in a band anymore. But that was always in the back of my mind.
They didn't know your priorities, did they?
Well, right. But if I decided to have a kid, never mind comedy. That would be out the window. Never mind a band. Forget about that. I would be working at least three jobs trying to make ends meet while she was saying there that she couldn't do this, she couldn't do that, she couldn't do that. And that was always in the back of my mind. So the whole thing boils down.
Nothing like having an exit strategy before you say I do.
Well, this was after, but still,
you should work for the fucking military because we don't have exit strategies. You have an exit strategy right before we engage, the way this shit used to be. Yeah.
So when I was writing her, I was texting her, and I showed her. I was at the my old house, and they rebuilt the place.
You've been going there a lot.
Well, only when I'm in town. I don't purposely go there. If I have my pharmacy is still in my old town.
Yeah, but why are you swinging by the house?
Just to see what the progress they're making on it.
You're
just curious.
A little stalkery.
I would be curious. I was teasing.
Yeah, it's
curiosity. Stalker,
it's not like a
yeah, you know, the wife still swings by the her parents' old
yeah,
house.
Yeah, you just, you know,
too,
if you're
yeah.
in the area.
Frogs.
If you're in the area.
I still has frogs.
Steals frogs.
Why?
I've talked about this.
I swing past her parents' house, too.
Yeah, so do I, but not on purpose.
No, I don't really.
Well, because her dad loved frogs.
Right.
For some reason, they had these. They would have like these frog statues outside.
Right.
And they couldn't take them all to Florida when they moved, so they left some. And the new people never did any with it. So once in a while, the wife or the mother-in-law will sneak in the backyard and steal a couple more frogs. That's why if you look in our front yard, those frogs, those are stolen frogs. A
couple frogs Funny. Showed up, yeah.
Well, you want to know something? In the front of my house, there was a rock garden. I have a rock garden. And,
yeah.
Rock and roll.
Yeah. All around it. When I did a fence job for my friend Lenore's boyfriend, he had a rock garden. I brought loads of rocks
back
to my
house. Yeah, you told us that,
yeah. Yeah, right. So basically what I stole the rocks. I stole some rocks.
What a stupid thing to go to jail for.
No, because I wanted. There's a tree in my front yard, and I go, I wish I could have some of the rocks from the old place around this. So I stole some rocks, and now they're there. So it's a little bit of the old house at the new house, you know?
Rocks meet beach. Beach meet rocks.
Right. So yes. Basically, they did a lot of rebuilds. So I took a couple of pictures, and I showed, you know, I sent it to Joanne. I said, oh, by the way, look what they did to the new house. And she goes, please stop sending me pictures of your old house.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, all right. I was tempted to go. All right, here's some of the new one. Look at the little lighthouse they put there. Looks cool, huh? Stupid, no. But she goes, you know, you were horrible. You're a horrible husband. You're this and that. And blah blah.
No, that's
blah.
Why you're an ex.
I know. Yeah.
If you were fantastic,
so,
you'd be a current.
So the bottom line is that I'm gonna have we're getting our taxes done next month, and we actually will.
This is the last time you have to do them, though. Right? Together?
Well, if I don't get divorced.
Why wouldn't you get divorced?
I understand. Because I had compassion for her that she was trying to find another job. You know, and then I talk to her, and I go, how's the job thing going? Well, I'm working at this chiropractic office, and they were supposed to give me a raise, but they're on hard times. So why are you still there?
Really?
Why are you still there?
Well, because a bad job is better than no job.
Right. Yeah, I guess. And I go, well, have you tried? Look at no, because I'm moving in March. What does that have to do with anything? So now I'm saying to myself, all right, she's dicking.
Cut the cord.
She's dicking around.
Yeah.
She's
cut
dicking
the
around.
Cord.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to her. I'm going to go to my lawyer, the mediator.
Evan Spencer?
I'm going to go to the mediator. I got to write it to him this week. And I go, look, I know that the mediation agreement says that I have to provide the health care. Is it okay to ask her to split the difference for her to pay half of what it costs?
Okay.
And he's very cut and dry. He's, you know, he's bawled me out on a couple occasions. Yes or no?
My
yeah.
type of guy.
Yeah. So I'll ask
you
him that.
You in disguise?
So
no, but regardless of your compassion, come June, she needs to be served with the papers.
Yeah.
I mean, enough. It's time for you.
Yeah.
You can't remarry. You're still obligated to her. If you're not, it needs to end.
Yeah,
but you're not getting back together.
No.
But
not at gunpoint. No.
No, but psychologically, you can't move on when you still are like, well, I have this issue to address. I have that.
No, I think psychologically he's kind of moved on. I think financially he's having trouble.
Emotionally he's moved on, but it's just like, you know, it's just you always have that.
I felt bad and wanted to make sure she got, you know, she got on her own.
Remember
okay.
who you are, a despicable human being, and use that knowledge to cut the cord.
Yeah, the, you know what? I had to get over feeling like a despicable human being over everything that's gone down. You know, and finally I had, you know, finally
the cord. Yeah. As soon as it's been a year, she said it's not like you know what, she's really getting her act together. She could use a couple more months, and I'm gonna be there. Support.
Right.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
You're telling her she's up to the same old tricks. It's not your responsibility.
And her whole attitude, you know, about the whole thing. But, yeah. And why do I? You know, they're impossible to get in touch with. But you know what? Then I got through to them. Look, look, they suck. It's like you're bothering them during dinner when you call, but
right.
It's like, you know, you get what you have to do done.
No, our show is good for relationship advice, and we all say cut the cord.
Yes,
that's what we're known for.
Trucker Tom says you had compassion for her. Didn't Anthony teach you anything aside from don't let her video the argument or don't let the other girl hide in the closet? Did he teach you anything?
He taught me deny.
I will say Joe was probably a better husband, not an ideal husband, not a good husband, than Anthony was boyfriend.
I was a good husband.
I heard some of the phone calls. Now I'm not saying she was a good wife, but that was a match made in hell.
As a matter of fact, while I was doing clips one day, I was listening, and it was when I was calling from home. It was either a storm or something like that.
Right.
And during our show, she barged in.
Right.
And I go, when are you going to be out? I go, I'm in the middle of a show. I got to call. I go, you got a cell phone.
Marriage was made for this anti-Valentine's Day show.
And I remember on the air, I'm going, do you understand why?
Yeah.
Live. And now live. It happened. Live.
And we're telling you, we understand why. Yeah. Cut the cord. We're not saying, oh, Joe, think about her. No, we're saying, no, it's time to move on.
Yeah. She's not a can-do kind of girl.
Hell no. God, never was. No. Never
can
was.
Kind of
she's
girl.
A can yeah. not.
She's
kind
a can.
Of person.
Can don't. That's what.
Can don't.
Yeah. Can don't.
Yeah. Okay. Can don't. Kind of oxymoron.
Well, you're dealing with a moron.
Okay.
For some reason, Lisa is saying troll, troll, troll. I'm not sure what that means.
I think she's just playing with her collection.
Oh, is that what it is?
She's playing with the little hair.
Troll. I don't know what you're doing, Lisa.
Yeah. We're unanimous. It's enough.
It's
come June. As soon as the day comes. The papers need to be served. Enough's enough.
Yeah.
She's not your responsibility. I mean, yeah, she's going to live on cat food, but you did what you could.
Well, you know, it's a good point. I said, I'll tell her, look, you need to split the difference with me or I'm going to get a divorce. And then Joe's girl mentioned, and you're going to be nickel and diamond her every month to get money.
You're going to be chasing her.
Like when you did
that's
when you were
gonna
home.
That's not going to end either, because what happens if she doesn't come up with the money? Then you're going to just fucking end it.
Yeah, because I had a nickel and diamond. This is the person that told me with our utilities. You know, you need to sign that I'm going to pay the utilities back. So, but you got the heater, you got the light. This is your shit you're using.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
There's Trump care. It's going to be cheap and for everybody. Right. He promised us. Yeah. So she's going to be fine. You're good to go.
But then, but what the hell else did she say? Then she goes, your house that I had to stay home and wait for the repairman so things could get fixed. And I go, well, number one, it wasn't for the benefit of just me. Mainly it was because of you, because you were a princess. And number two, I made more money than you. I need to go to work. You
somebody's
can stay
gotta,
home.
Somebody's got to work.
Yeah. Yeah, really. And it's like, did you like that roof over your head, bitch?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I did it for you.
If you don't cut the cord, I'm going to say it's not because of compassion. I'm going to say you're not ready to take that step because there's no reason.
No.
It needs to end for you to move on with everything. The next phase of your life, wherever that takes you, it's done.
Yeah, because she just is like making it, you know, it's just.
She's doing what made her an ex-wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be with her anymore. So.
It's just, it's weird how she has done so much to infuriate me.
Which I respect.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to up your game.
Yeah,
there,
I know.
Mister.
He's a little, not only does he respect, he's a little in awe. But
But how could a woman so small commit so much heartache?
But how somebody that you've been together with for 24 years, we dated 24 years, married 19, 24 years that you just don't even say goodbye to, walk away, and don't even miss in the least.
Yeah.
Well, because
don't even miss in the least.
Well, you know what it's like? It's like having, you ever see these shows like on TLC where somebody has like elephantitis of the nut? the ball. And it just grows.
Do tell.
Grows, and it grows. Like, it starts off, it's like a little inconvenient. Like, it hurts a little bit. Like, your
like it hurts a little bit. Get hoppity hops for balls.
Eventually. But at first, the ball's not just sitting properly in the underwear. So you let it go.
You're embarrassed to go to the doctor, maybe.
You're embarrassed to go to the doctor. It's an inconvenience. You can live with it.
Yeah.
So you live with your elephantitis of the ball for a little while. And as years go on, it gets bigger and bigger. Now you can't wear jeans. So you go, you know what? I don't want to wear jeans. Sweatpants are much more comfortable. I'm going to tuck my ball into my sweatpants and live my life. That's what I can't run, but I'm not into cardio. This is just my life. I'm going to adapt.
I can live with it.
I can live with this inconvenient ball. And it's growing, and it's a part of me. And then it gets to the point where you can no longer leave your house. And you go, well, you know what? I really don't like going outside anyway.
And I kind of like carrying my ball around in a wheelbarrow.
It gives me character.
Yes.
It's a talking point.
All the girls come over to look.
It's a conversation starter. And then it gets to the point where it's so inflamed and it's so painful. I go, you know what? I've had this ball for 20 years. But just maybe I'm better off as a one-ball type of guy. And you get the ball chopped off, and you live happily ever after.
You almost made a very good analogy.
I did.
Because basically what it was, through the whole
marriage.
I dare
you to work elephantitis into the ball into a marriage situation.
During the whole marriage, when we got engaged, I told her, I go, you know, I was getting back into stand-up, and the band was going for the record deal. So I said, look, I go, when we get married, I go, I'm starting to do stand-up again, and the band is going for record deal, so I'm letting you know this is the deal. If you can deal with this, that's fine. If you can't, we're not getting married. We got to go our separate ways.
Right.
So she said, yeah, and she was good about it. She
good
said
way to let her know she's Plan C.
Well, yeah, but I did. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, that's why I say you're not exactly a great husband either.
Well, you know.
Well, C is what something that Lisa said
funny
about her.
Funny. But I, you know, and basically through the years, she was good about it, and there were things in her, like I said, with the ball. I'll learn to live with it. And then in July 2011, that July 4th, 2011, that weekend, something snapped.
So the X is the elephantitis of the ball. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's what she is.
Yeah, and like I said,
we've established what it is. You need to go in for surgery.
Yeah, and like
get your nut back.
And like I said, it was I was just not myself. I didn't like when on the show. When we came back, it was 2011. Going into 2013. I did not know who I was. I was somebody I was not, and you guys know that for a fact.
You liked minorities. You were very tolerant of the gays. Big Obama fan.
I still do. Just
loved Hillary. You were somebody we didn't recognize.
I'm not fucking crazy. I was crazy, but I can't believe going back to the clips. Listening to the clips from that period, going from we had the break in December, going back into January of 2013, I was listening to me on the show, and I'm like, who the hell am I? It's very unpleasing not being yourself, not feeling that you're yourself. Because I got my faults, God knows, he'll admit. But I've always been I've always been a rational person and stuff like that, a fairly normal person in a sense.
No, not really your strengths. We love you, but not your strengths. Yeah,
but
I don't know. I believe I'm a rational.
As far as what? I think probably in certain areas, absolutely. As far as paying bills, most definitely.
Yeah, areas of common sense sometimes. Yeah,
well, sometimes. Yes, sometimes. I'll give you sometimes.
But But at that time, I mean, I was I was a monster coming in,
and that's why we're telling you it's time to cut the ball.
Take off the ball.
Time to cut the ball.
Yeah,
it's
well,
done.
I'm going
but
back.
But enough with the compassion. You have such. You have so little of it in your life. Why waste it there?
Tom and Lisa are suggesting that her new neighbor should be Luca Brasi.
Oh, that would be great.
Quickrete and a Homer bucket for $30, Tom says.
All right. So Pip, before we go to break, do you got anything shakalakin?
You know, Mr. Helix and I are planning on going to England this summer.
Oh,
really?
Do you know the language?
You know what? We've been studying.
good.
We're in an immersion program. We've been speaking nothing but English at home.
Good.
It's difficult, but
the cats are confused.
Yeah.
We don't understand. No meow talk.
We've cut down on the meow baby talk.
No, we thanks for the example.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
Because you throw in the whole Nelly on that right quick.
What? Okay,
you just jump. You just don't even go. It's like when when I start to go into something he hates. No. We're not talking about that now. We're not.
Because somebody, because when the show doesn't have somebody taking control, we have to play the blah 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 music, and nobody wants the blah blah blah.
You
song.
Just dropped that shit right.
There is so much off the rails than on the rails on this show. You have
yes,
to know
but,
that.
But if we could spin it into humorous, I'm willing to indulge.
But the funny thing is, there's times where we take in the show where we don't, you know, we go and where he definitely doesn't want to take. It's going to be like about 45, and he hasn't been that adamant as he was over the meow thing.
Well, it depends what we're up against. All right, I'll allow it. Take us on this journey. Don't fucking help her. Let her go.
Okay? No, that was about all I was going to do with that.
Yeah, you're not that disciplined.
No, that was the meow talk.
Okay, all right. So you're going to England.
Yeah, and of course we're basing it around going to a concert.
Nothing wrong with that.
Where's Winwood's playing?
Well, he's playing.
Oh, for fuck's sake! Why would?
Well,
you,
what do you think it's going to be playing? It's stupid that she's going to go there.
You would go see somebody who's British.
He is British.
Oh. Oh, Jesus Christ, really?
Yeah. I have very little tolerance for his music. I'd rather listen to Muzak.
You go to somebody's British. Oh, jeez.
But
okay.
You see him all the time.
I know, but he's playing with Eric Clapton.
Oh, okay.
That's cool.
So
right.
It's going to be...
And Clapton's retiring, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, that's cool.
So it's Clapton, Santana, Steve Winwood.
Shouldn't you go to Mexico for that?
No. It's going to be in Hyde Park.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's close enough to the anniversary of, I think, like 40 years since Blind Faith played there.
Cool.
Blind Faith was the band that Steve Winwood used to be in.
With Eric
if you
Clapton.
Ever get a chance, Low Spark or High Heel Boys.
He's not interested,
is
really.
an amazing album. I got that.
Thank you for trying,
I got
Joe,
that. I got that album as a Christmas, a birthday present. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
And I played it. It's one of the most phenomenal albums. Basically, like one of those, there's an album that has like a raw feel to it.
Okay.
And a raw feel carries through the whole aura of the album.
Mm-hmm.
And Low Spark, High Heel Boy just had this really great aura.
I like to feel that this show has a raw feel to it. That's what we call it. That's really lack of production.
We call it raw.
but you're missing out on some great music. You really
I'm
are.
Fine with that.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
okay.
He's really okay with that. I've heard what he listens to. It's all right.
Oh, so have I.
Yeah.
The man turned off Sabbath to put on Britney Spears and must veered the car into a fucking pole.
Look,
motherfucker.
I don't recall it, but I don't deny it.
Stopping the show.
Let's defend Poison for a while. Go ahead.
No, we're dealing with Britney and Black Sabbath.
All right.
Here's the thing.
He's got a defense.
I do have a defense.
Okay.
Go, counselor.
Britney Spears can't sing. Ozzy Osbourne can't sing. Britney Spears was smart enough to put so much fucking production on it that it doesn't fucking matter. Black Sabbath just lets fucking Ozzy blurb away.
The Sabbath rules.
Do they?
Yes.
Or are you just told that they have to?
Yes.
Iron Man.
That's a good song.
A lot of stuff. Basically raw metal.
I like Iron
metal.
Man.
Yeah.
That's probably the only song of theirs I'll leave on. Once in a while, War Pigs. Once in a while.
Okay.
But then, you know, I'm not an Ozzy fan. Those stumbling around, barely coherent, that doesn't do anything for me.
Oh, man, you would have been lost in the early 70s.
But I'm not a child of the early 70s.
I know you're not.
You know, my music gods were banging girls that looked like Britney Spears.
Right.
You know,
right.
Listen, I admit it. And you know what? Mm-hmm. I like the Spice Girls.
Well,
and they're coming back for a reunion.
Oh, no, they're not. No, they're not.
No, they are.
Victoria Beckham said they're not going to do
it.
Yeah,
they're just not going to
do
it.
And look who's up on the fucking latest
gossip. Because I heard. No, you know. You know why? Because I was.
Look at your favorite Spice Girl. Backpedal,
no,
Mr. Metalhead.
I was working in the middle of Pennsylvania this week because I had the radio on all the whole trip. So they mentioned on the radio. So I tweeted. I go, gee whiz, that's what I wanted. I really, really wanted. Yeah.
Joe, tell me
pulled
what you
over the
want.
Car to get that one out, did you?
No, I went to a restaurant.
Okay, good. At least you were safe about
yes.
it.
Yes.
Good.
yeah. All right, anyway. So Winwood, all right, I get it. So Winwood's performing Clapton hasn't happened in like 40 years.
No, it has. But oh. I mean, but this is going to be like, you know, maybe Clapton's last go round, mm-hmm. and Santana's going to be there, and Winwood.
Santana ain't going no place.
But you know what? You got to see these guys because they're rolling in the late 70s, mid 70s, late 70s.
You got to go see them before they're gone. You know,
that's fair. Yeah. I mean, but she sees Winwood all the time. But the scene with Clapton and Santana, that's cool. A little festival action.
Yeah, sort of.
That's
know?
Cool.
In Hyde Park, I think that's pretty amazing.
They don't take a lot of big vacations, so that's
fun.
So, I mean, obviously not going for the weather.
Hey, you know, it's really cool. My friend Patrick, Anthony's sister Dawn, mm-hmm. Anthony's sister Dawn, Pat, her husband Patrick, is a Major League Kings fan. Loves Kings, blah blah.
Wow.
And he plays in a Kings tribute band. And
I didn't know that.
They get together in England, and it's across the street from where the Kings used to live.
Wow.
And
cool.
Ray Davies stopped in.
Get out!
Oh, yeah. Dave Davies was on Skype. Ray Davies stopped in, gave Patrick the thumbs up, was talking with Patrick a little bit.
Did his head explode?
Yeah, it essentially did. Essentially did. So it's like it's like if you were like a musician and you did a Winwood tribute and Winwood stopped in and you're rapping with Steve Winwood and
Winwood
stuff like that.
Winwood would be playing a Winwood tribute.
It would be
anyway,
amazing.
Go on.
That would be so cool.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just so mean.
Yeah.
I
was called mean before. See, I'm not the mean one. I'm the interested one. I expand people's minds in music.
You pulled over in a rest area to do a tweet about the Spice Girls. You're not that interesting.
I'm not looking for a race.
By the way, Tom says, wait, Joe, I love Baby Metal Curry is beating Davin for listening to Britney Spears.
Thank you. Baby Metal sucks. Don't even fucking
no,
stop.
Baby Metal rules. Thrash metal with a J-pop twist.
You
are you kidding me?
You fucking like them because they have their big anime big eyes and
they're not fun.
I tried.
They're great. Thrash metal, you got to listen to the time signatures and the music that is.
With or
the
I could just
twist.
Focus on their annoying voices. Anyway, go on, Pip.
So we have kind of a bucket list of things that we want to see while we're over there, you know?
It's not a bucket list unless you're planning on dying.
Well, you never know.
All right, so you want to see Big Ben, but I think that's shut down.
No, we're not going to see that. Ugh.
Oh, okay.
It's a big clock. We've both been to England before. There's stuff that we've seen already.
Excuse us.
Yeah, no. So we have our own idiosyncratic things that we want to go to. Neither of us have seen Stonehenge, and we really want to do
Stonehenge.
That. Yeah, you know, I mean, like, standing stones Stonehenge, are really interesting to us.
Where Pip will go, bring Mist Helix, and away they go, Stonehenge.
Yeah, right, so you want to go on a long drive to see rocks? Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do stuff like that. I think I'm going to brave it.
Yeah,
and,
you know, you
would have
been in the movie Vacation. You would have stopped for the big ball of twine.
I'm jealous. You know, to tell you the truth,
I'm
jealous of both of you. I don't
you
go anywhere.
You should be a whole list of why.
You have to make it happen.
I don't
Joe.
Go anywhere. You go to.
But you could.
Cuba,
we told you
here,
to.
And you go here. I don't want to go alone.
You all by
so
yourself?
Well, you know, Trucker Tom and I were talking, and you guys are certainly invited. But Tom and I were talking about this a couple months ago. That one of the things we'd like to do on our bucket list is we want to go down to Cabo for one of Sammy Hagar's birthday bashes. So we could all do that.
I'm in.
So Trucker Tom is going to look into that for
us. I'm fucking in.
So Tom
you
and I.
You guys should do that. Boys
I'm
trip.
Fucking
you
could
come
in.
Too.
Oh, thank you. I mean,
you're a boy. You can go.
Wow. You're the mean one.
I'm kidding.
On Anti-Valentine's Day, no
shut
less.
Up. Shut
it's
up.
Okay. He can say that. That's
but
great.
I'd deal my ass in. That would rule.
All right. Well, Tom and I were discussing. Hey,
fucking
Tom,
Cabo seeing Sammy. Yeah.
All right, so you're enthusiastic. Good.
Yeah.
All right, so Tom,
but see,
if you
that's
could,
the kind of thing that is like really exciting.
Yeah,
about.
Tom, if you could look into that, like we were discussing, that would be fun to do.
Tom, you have homework.
Everybody gets
get
homework.
On it.
Everybody gets homework. It's not like he's going to look up the orgasms for Ron Jeremy.
He's going to work on that. He'll be here that day. I know.
All right, so you want to see Stonehenge?
Yeah,
isn't really that unusual, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I mean, and Tom's saying we haven't specified if it's the real one or the Spinal Tap one. No, we want to see the full size Stonehenge Smarty
you get
Pants.
Stonehenge monument being danger being crushed by a dwarf.
My friend is in the chat.
Hello, friend in the chat.
Miss Glad, and she is
Miss Glad.
Yes, and
that's what I call them when I'm finished with them. Huddle. Oh, and now I shall be leaving, and you are Miss Glad. I feel very highly about myself and what I've done here. This mess, you will clean it up. Good day, madam.
Oh, my God. You know, that's why we have no listeners. The minute...
We have listeners.
No, that's
what
why we...
What are you fucking doing?
We have no listeners, because the minute somebody comes to the chat room, you're like, I'm going to splooge all over her.
I did not say
you
that. I come over.
Did.
I have
you
a meal. I don't
over.
Put the accessory... I don't put the food away.
Oh, by the way,
God.
Speaking of pissing off listeners, tell England I'm sorry for getting them mad at me.
England?
Remember we got kicked off mid-show because of stupid. And that's why Joe doesn't work the chat.
Or travel.
Yes, I will tell everyone that I meet, I'm so sorry about Joe Curry.
We know,
I'm so sorry about Joe Curry.
I'm not the first people that say that, yeah.
We've heard.
Oh, we've heard.
I'm so sorry about President Trump. No, where's Joe Curry?
Bit of a short fuse, yes.
Yelling at people in the chat room. What's wrong with that boy? He was going through a time. He's much nicer now. He wasn't himself. We're trying to convince him to cut off the ball.
I think it was myself back then. I think it was an asshole.
No. A little heavy-handed.
A little bit.
And then I had to go on and fucking stick up for you because we're on the air and I'm not going to sell you out like that during the show.
Yeah,
you'll wait till we went to the break.
Yeah, well, there'll be a conversation. But I'm not going to, in the face of being kicked off an internet radio station, I'm not going to fucking hang you out to dry.
Oh, that's funny. It's like playing with Joe Cumia and his show's just one or two bum notes. He's like, well, it was good. There'll be a phone call tomorrow.
I'm aware.
That's why I always make sure I'm ready for a gig.
I think we got to tomorrow. We didn't get to the end of that transition.
I'm aware of the fuck up, but there's a time and a place.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Miss Glad.
Yes.
Hello.
She says, by the way, just be neat.
It's so against every instinct in my body, but okay.
Yeah, in your body, yes.
All right, so you got Stonehenge, which really isn't that unusual.
No. We also,
what are you going for, like 10 days?
Well, probably just shy of that. Okay. No, it's baby's. I haven't completely planned it out because here's what happened. I had kind of our list, and I was thinking, okay, well, we have one hard date. We have to be in London on July 8th. That's the concert. Okay,
so you want to be there before July 8th, so you don't want to be jet-lagged for it.
No. We would be there, like, the week before and everything. But I was like, we have to get to London by then, at least, okay. You know? So then, but we also are going to, now we're going to be, like, going nuts. We're going to also go up to Scotland. Because both of us have ancestry up there and everything.
And so they've been asking about you.
Yeah, they have. They have. They
have some haggis waiting for you.
All the plaids miss us. So we're like, okay, we want to go see castles. We want to try some Loch Ness action. You know, we're going to do all that. And then, okay. Brit Rail is very efficient. You can look up time to sort this all out.
Touristy stuff, okay.
Yeah, touristy stuff, whatever.
Why not?
So, I mean, I don't know how we'll fit. We had kind of a big list, and then it started getting shorter and shorter. Well, all of a sudden, Mr. Hillix threw a wrench in it last night, and I was like, he didn't know I was doing a lot of this, like, planning and putting together the dates, and he goes, oh, by the way, half of them are dead, but the other half of Mott the Hoople is going to be getting together at a festival. Wouldn't it be great if it was when we were there? And I'm like, oh, how the fuck am I going to do this?
But you know what? You're bringing me now.
What?
Also, you're bringing me. And hopefully, to add to that, hopefully the Down and Outs will play. The Down and Outs is Joe Elliott's side project with the guys from the London Choir Boys. The other half of the Choir
Boys. They're not going to play. They're touring this year. They're not going to be there. Joe Elliott's touring with Journey this year. They're touring in the United States this year, over the summer.
That, you know, you're right. You're
of
right.
course I am.
All right.
But you have to go.
We should
because
go.
Because he's doing the Wynwood thing.
We should go.
We'll see. We'll see because it's on the weekends. We'll see.
At first, I have to admit, I looked at him like, my first reaction, because he didn't realize I had done all this work to, like, come up with a perfect timetable.
He should be a better stalker.
My first look was, are you fucking nuts? And he goes, what? What's the look? And he got all mad at me. And
he's
I'm like,
right.
I know. And then I was like, okay, explain to me more. When is it? Blah, blah, blah. So this thing is on... what was it? The 30th, I think. So now it's like, instead
So you're the 8th through the 30th?
Well, no, the other way around.
The 30th of June.
To just past the 8th. So it's like, okay. And I'm sitting there now that I have a new job. I used to have scads of vacation time that I never got to take. Mm. But now I'm down to the, you know, plebeian 2 weeks.
Well, don't worry. Just call out sick. They know you will.
No, I can't call out sick. I have to plan.
By the way,
this.
I assume you'll be calling in to do the show?
from England. Oh, yeah. I'll be waking up at whatever o'clock in the morning. And
We all heard it. Yeah, she said she will.
I will not. I will not be.
That's unfortunate.
I'll let you know when that is.
Lack of effort.
Yeah, I know. I suck.
Total lack of dedication.
So, one thing that I really wanted to
So you got to get there on the 28th now.
Yeah.
Just
so
you're not completely jet-lagged.
Completely gone, yeah. Because we're going to be at this outdoor festival all day now when we first get there, and we're going to and the show.
But you know what?
But
you know what? You got to go. You got
to
go.
I know. No, we have to.
That's gonna be good. And you need that day. That get your shit together day.
Well,
you know, when you come in, you land,
hasn't
you hang out, you have dinner.
Plus years.
No, it really isn't. And no, it's
50 plus, right?
Yeah, it is. It's not going to start now. But the thing
you're
is,
well preserved.
Thank you. He looked like, but Ian Hunter's not going to like perform anymore, and blah blah blah. And
he's right.
And
honestly, to be fair,
totally have to do this.
To be fair, there is more pressing need to go see his concert than there is the one that you want to see.
Yes, because it's much more rare.
And let's see. I think who's left him? You got Ian Hunter. Simon Kirk is still alive. The keyboard player died. And I think one other guy died.
Yeah, he was going through the whole list of, you know, all the deaths and stuff.
So
but check
fun.
It out. Check it out. Didn't we were just talking about Steve Holly, who played with Paul McCartney,
right,
drums. And I saw him. He's going to be playing with Ian Hunter's band at this show.
Oh, that's
cool. We were like, this is crazy. And this guy, Joe DeBrizzi, is playing keyboards. And he's a guy that Neil's played with.
Oh, that's cool.
That's
Isn't
great.
That amazing?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe you guys get some backstage passes.
Oh, no.
Why
but,
not?
I don't think DeBrizzi's got... I don't know.
It depends how well Neil knows him.
It depends. But the thing is, if he could get him to meet Ian Hunter, that would be like amazeballs.
Oh,
you know?
Amazeballs.
Would it be amazeballs?
It would be amazeballs.
What, are we getting our nails done? What do you mean amazeballs? What is...
listen.
This is why I have to reel her in.
Something that cool would be amazeballs. So
I believe that was on the list of words that should be banned.
It will be now. From the show.
All right.
From the looks
of
you.
No, I think Mr. Helix was right.
Yeah.
I think you guys got to go.
See that. Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
No. Yeah, no, we have...
We look forward to a full report.
Yes, now I have to reconjigger the whole thing,
don't
but
you, don't
it's
you
fine.
Don't say that word.
Reconjigger?
How dare you?
I know.
That's
Pip
Helix. You offended people.
I know I did. That's okay. Miss Glad says it looks like Nerdfest. She just found it online and she's looking it up.
Are you new? Well, she is. Actually, yes.
No, she's not new to me. She knows I'm a big old nerd.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very nerdy concert. It's a very old concert.
What?
It's
what?
When
Ian Hunter? No, they were glam.
Ian Hunter.
Yeah, but Mott the Hoople's.
Mott the Hoople's really good tune.
It's an old band, though.
And that Bowie actually wrote that tune.
I know. And I mean,
yeah, for years I thought it was the Beatles. I don't know why. But yeah, it's Bowie. I saw his documentary.
Trucker Tom says, triggered! I guess I jumped on you.
Reconjiggered?
Triggered, yes.
I thought, you know what? It sounds like fun. These people will be dead soon. I definitely say,
well,
you gotta go.
Well,
he's right.
You know, that's why we went out to California.
Right.
We went to Old Cella. It's like, let's go see them before they're dead.
Old Cella? That's a dog.
No, that's funny. Old Yella.
Let's go see him before they're holograms.
He was the mascot. Oh, funny. Oh, my God. Yeah, true.
No, that's good. That'll be fun. You'll reconfigure your schedule, and you'll make it work.
Yeah,
good.
Gonna
Enjoy.
Make it work. Thank you.
Very good. All right, let's take our first break. We'll come back with the anti-Valentine's Day love countdown. Then we'll have our own love fails.